Well, they're back, the supercars, back this weekend in Sydney Town, and we're about to be joined by seven-time championship winner from Red Bull HRT, Jamie Wincup. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
You're going very well. Sure beats being in a simulator, actually being behind a real car.
100%. 100%. Good to be chatting with you guys. It's been a while. I've missed you. But as you say, we're back on track, which is nice. We've had, if anyone didn't know, we've had 10 weeks of E-Series simulator driving. So it's nice to park that up and get the real cars back out on the track.
Now, you've been a big instigator as well, Jamie, in trying to freshen up supercars. What are you trying to change?
Well, I've been in a lucky position where I've been elected onto the Supercars Commission. And most organisations around the country have a board of directors, but because supercars are so technical, we also have a board, but then we have a commission as well to make decisions on the technical aspects of the sport. So very honoured. I must be getting old if I'm getting signed up for a role like this. But great to have the opportunity to be able to be a part of a group to make some decisions to ensure the future strong.
Yeah, difficult year for a lot of sports, Jamie, but it's great to see sports now starting to get back up and running in this country. The calendar, what does it look like for you guys for the rest of the year?
So a normal supercar calendar would be 14 rounds, start in late February, early March, go right through to December. We've experimented with a few things, but the current plan is to have a 10-round championship, still go through till the start of the midway through December, and then have our usual summer break. So reduced down to 10, that's the current plan. We're massively respectful of what's going on at the world at the moment. So we'll make a start this weekend, but if the situation was to change, then we'll address that and cut rounds back where we need to.
Jamie, how's the break been for you personally? We've spoken to a lot of, I won't say older athletes, more experienced athletes in their sports, and they've really embraced some time away. I know you've been involved in the E-Series, but have you enjoyed some time away, and has it made that hunger come back, I guess?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'm exactly the same boat as those other guys you've probably spoken to, where when you've been doing the same thing for 15 to 20 years, there's two things. You learn you love the sport and you can't do without it. And, you know, there's an aspect where you want to get back to doing it. But to be honest, having a little break and not having to travel and not having to do a similar thing day in, day out, it's actually been quite a good thing. And I feel like I'm more mentally refreshed now than I have been for a long time. And, you know, I think it'd be like the first concert we all go to. You know, we're not going to be worried about the queue, or not going to be worrying about all the small things now. We're just going to be appreciative of being able to go and play sport and just look forward to the main aspects of it.
What do you make of going to Bathurst twice this season?
Oh, well, that's actually that's changed. That's changed. We were originally planned to do another Bathurst event, like a sprint race, not a big long endurance race, but a sprint race in February. But we've wound that back, and now we're going to finish the championship in December. But don't be surprised if you see that Bathurst sprint race be maybe the first race of next year, so to speak. So still plenty of changes, still plenty of things we're moving around at the moment. But Bathurst is by far the best track we have here in this country. So I think to go there twice would be a great thing.
Yeah. How do you try and beat Scotty McLaughlin?
keep your strength and try to chip away at your weaknesses.
How's your car?
Car's good. Yep. Car's good. When we finish proceedings, we're all ready to go for qualifying at the Australian Grand Prix about 3 months ago, and then boom, it all got turned pear shaped. But we were competitive at Adelaide, competitive for the first day of the Grand Prix. So we're not sure what teams have been doing over the break. Like, some teams might have just gone into hibernation. Some teams will have thrown a heap of money and resource at it and really developed their cars. So we're not sure what we're going to see this weekend, but that's all part of the fun.
Describe the emotion around Holden at the moment with, the end getting closer.
Yeah, it's been it's a weird scenario that it's like, it's been like watching your best mate sort of his health is sort of deteriorating. You know it's going to come to an end at some stage, but you just hope it never happens and hope it pushes out for as long as possible. But we got that news 3 months ago that Holden said they're going to pull the pin at the end of this year. There's still service. There's still going to be Holdens around on the road for a long time to come. There's still a massive dealer network that will continue with servicing and whatnot. But that iconic Holden brand, which I put up there with meat pies here in this country, it's going to come to an end at the end of the season. So it's going to be sad. But hopefully, we can do good things for Holden in their final year, and then we move on to something else.
It's going to be weird, Loz, isn't it? No Holden.
Oh, who do I support?
Yeah, it's going to be strange. Just finally, Jamie, as I mentioned at the start, you've been a big instigator and in trying to freshen up at the moment and having a big say in what's going on in supercars. So, you know, your future beyond racing, I'm guessing you're looking at staying in the sport in some capacity going forward.
For sure. This break's done is just realised how much I do love the sport. It's in my bones. In the blood. So if my racing, my driving career, me being part of the sport, being behind the wheel, won't last forever. I'm not sure when that'll come to an end. I'm sure my mind will tell me one day that, yep, move on to the next thing. But I'd love to move into team land and do something around team management and certainly help the category just keep growing from strength.
Great to talk to you as always, mate, and can't wait to see you behind the wheel this weekend.
Yeah, good chatting, boys. Thank you. Have a good day.